SBS Radio.
With me today is Laurie Noel from AMES here in Victoria, and we are going to talk about the latest statistics that came out from an ABS study about migrants coming into Australia from 2000 to 2016. Good day, Laurie.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time.
No problem.
So in the recent study that the Australian Bureau of Statistics released, it says that a huge part of newly arrived migrants from January 2000 and August 9, 2016 are actually embracing the Australian way of life.
Yes, there's been a whole a swathe of data that the Bureau of Stats have released on migrant outcomes for people who arrived since January 2000. And what they show is that overwhelmingly, refugees and migrants are embracing life in Australia. They're attempting to adopt to the nation's culture and traditions. They're buying into the Australian dream.
So when you say attempting to adopt into traditions and culture, it's the culture of working hard and, you know, playing hard.
It's exactly, yeah. So what the Bureau statistics show is that almost 60% of migrants are either buying or own their own home. Something like 78% of them have become Australian citizens. Almost 85% of them have acquired high levels of English language. So it's a very different picture to what we're hearing from some of the commentators that are around at the moment.
So contrary to other statements that migrants are actually a burden to society, they're actually a productive part of our economy.
Yes, well, we know that from several other studies. The Migration Council of Australia conducted a study last year that showed that migration would add 3.5% of GDP per capita through to 2050. So there's an undisputable economic benefit of migrants coming to this country.
And a lot of them, 35%, are in the skilled professionals, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. What the ABS data shows is that 70% of people who come as either skilled or family migrants have higher qualifications, such as a degree, diploma or certificate. And also almost 50% of refugees have a higher qualification. So, the idea that migrants and refugees are a burden is not supported by these figures.
And they are within the working age population.
That's right. Well, so we're talking about people who are eligible for work, so people in the workforce or looking for work.
So they are going to be productive members through the years, not just the next couple of years.
You would expect so, yes. You know, what the data illustrates is that newly arrived migrants and refugees are not passive bystanders. They're actively engaged in forging a new life here, and they demonstrate a high level of commitment to this country, as we can see through these figures.
Now there's this push to lower the number of migrants that we are accepting annually, and there is this other argument that we need more migrants and look into our future more when we consider this debate.
Well, I think this debate has come down to domestic politics. I think you have some people making statements about migration that are all about winning, the next state election or the next federal election. And, I think they're not borne out through any sort of economic analysis.
And you have been working with migrants for a long time, newly arrived migrants, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes. No, AMES Australia has been working with migrants since the 1950s.
Working with migrants, you see the push and the determination to start a new leaf, a new life, isn't it?
I think we've always seen that. Through the waves of migration, we've seen, people from Greece and Italy and from Vietnam and other places establish businesses, work hard in factories so that their children can be educated and go on to higher education and professional jobs. We've seen that through every wave of migration to this country.
So it hasn't changed in the past 50 years?
Not in our experience, no.
So it just strengthens the fact that migrants really are a huge contributor to the strengthening of our society.
Well, I think these stats bear that out. And our own research at AMES Australia shows that, there are strong indications that Australia's multicultural success story you know, is continuing to go from strength to strength. You know, we're seeing recent refugee arrivals who are incredibly resilient and ingenious people who are starting their own businesses who, you know, with the right support can become assets to the nation.
Thanks very much, Laurie Noel from AIIMS Australia.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.